Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for June 26th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our June patron Spin. It's crazy to think that June is nearly done, and we're almost into July. So, we'll be thanking Smiley Chris in July, and we've already got August lined up with Mikey Canuck. Thank you so much for supporting the Gamers In, and you can get a shout-out all month long by becoming a patron, patreon.com/thegamersin. And you know what? We've been doing a lot to sort of, give more power to the patrons in terms of how they impact the show. And most recently, I did a poll for patrons only to choose the June backlog choice, the patron backlog choice. And there was a poll of four choices. I kind of assumed Elden Ring would make it out on top, and it did. And I have started playing, and that has affected some other commitments. So apologies to Trails fans, but we'll get back to you. You know, I kept my promise. I didn't buy Final Fantasy 16. You know, I didn't buy Diablo 4. I almost said Diablo 6. Tears of the Kingdom obviously took a huge chunk of time for me. And so let's get back on track here. We will have an episode of The Gamers In this week. We're going to be talking about the Nintendo Showcase, where they announced a remake of Super Mario RPG. Is that not the most awesome thing? I'm a huge fan of that game. And honestly, since it came out, played it as a kid, all I wanted was a sequel. And while the spiritual successors to that game with Paper Mario and Mario and Luigi, I had fun with those games, they were never quite what I had imagined a Super Mario RPG 2 to be. To the point where I have both vivid memories of like buying this game, saving up my own money to buy like what was, in my mind, I felt like a $90 cartridge. It was expensive. And I remember saving my allowance in this glass jar that I had as a kid. It's a glass teddy bear jar. I still have it. It's on my shelf here. My parents gave it to me. It's not filled with the loonies and toonies I had as a kid, because I used those to buy Super Mario RPG with my own money. First RPG I ever played and finished. It helped that it was Super Mario. Huge fan. And we just never saw those original characters again that were in there. Mallow and Geno, they were just became a footnote in Nintendo history. I actually had a really in-depth conversation about this on Dungeons and Diapers with Crofton. That episode should be going on the feed this week too, where, you know, we talked about how like just this game getting a remake alone is a miracle, in the sense that it took all the Smash Brothers games that came out after Super Mario RPG to even get like a tangible thing. I think maybe there was a trophy that you could collect in one of the Smash Brothers games that was Geno, and then Geno became an assist trophy. So it wasn't just a collectible, but an actual in-game thing in the latest Smash on Switch. I might be having my Switch or my Smash versions mixed up here, but either way, I remember as a kid doing a school project. This is how much I love this game. I remember doing a school project where I pitched Super Mario RPG 2. I called it Super Mario RPG 2, The Lost Star, because there were 7 stars in the first one. But what if there was 8 and it was lost? So that was the pitch. The pitch was basically everyone comes back and they go on another adventure. I was 10. You know, you can cut me some slack. By no means a game designer, then or now. But anyways, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all the new stuff that was announced in that Direct. And also, I played the Final Fantasy 16 demo. Loved it. Still did not pick it up, because, again, I have other commitments that I've said I'd play these games, you know? So I want to keep those commitments, even though Trails may have to be, you know, kicked down the trail a little bit. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But Jocelyn is planning to dive into the game proper, so she will have some thoughts on that. Maybe not this week, you know, because we have, I think she's also trying to finish Tears of the Kingdom, also on our list to do like one final sort of wrap up on that. Until the DLC gets announced. But I've got some other little games that I need to get back to, like Dave the Diver is exiting early access this week. So I want to talk about that. And of course, bring back the patron backlog choice with Elden Ring. I've been playing Elden Ring. That's really been taking up a lot of my time. I forgot how much fun that game is once you figure out what you're doing and where you're going. Right now, I'm stuck on a boss. I was in an area, and I beat a bunch of enemies on the way, and I couldn't find a rest spot, but I found a boss. And when I got to that boss, I was low on health and had no way to get my health back. And I decided I'll just jump in here, you know, and it did not go well. So I'm going to try that again after I get this posted. But for Summoner's Call, we return next week to discuss the latest Legendary Hero. We may also have a preview of our second batch of Summer Heroes, which launch on the 7th of July. But either way, those heroes will be discussed on Summoner's Call 211. So not next week, but the episode after that. Looking at upcoming games, The Legend of Heroes, speaking of Trails into Reverie, launches on PlayStation, Switch, and PC on the 7th. Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals launches on the 12th. That's a Netflix game. They picked up that studio. Exoprimal launches on the 14th. Viewfinder launches on the 18th. That one is actually part of the Steam Next Fest. And speaking of that, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes Definitive Edition launches on the 20th. That was also in the Next Fest Steam demo sort of allotment. Pikmin 4 launches on the 21st. Ratchet and Clank comes to PC on the 26th. Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragons launches on such a long title. It's cut off here. The date, the 27th. Then we've got The Expanse, a Telltale series on the 27th. Didn't realize that was coming out this summer. That's cool. Disney Illusion Island finally launches on the 28th. Now, while I don't have an update on Trails, I did not play any Trails. I know. I apologize. There will be no TGI update corner this week. However, don't go anywhere. I've got some news on TGI Game Club. And let me pull up our Game Club conversation so I can update everybody. Here we are. So, as I said before, we have locked in Psychonauts 2. And as I also said before, we would sort out dates by the end of June. And hey, 7 days, sorry, 6 days, whatever how many days left of June, we figured it out. Our first milestone will be revealed on the 23rd of July, and our first discussion will start on the 30th of July. So you've got lots of time to pick up Psychonauts 2. It will likely be a part of the Steam Summer Sale, which starts this week, and it's on Game Pass, and it's also on PlayStation if you want to pick it up for the trophies. So there you go. So Game Club returns this summer, starting on July 23rd, when the milestone will be revealed. That'll detail how far you have to play. And then on the 30th, we'll have our first discussion. And our leader, our Game Club leader this summer, will be LC, Lord Commander. And I think he's going to change his nickname from Killer of Fun to something about being Game Club leader, because we don't want to kill the fun with Game Club. We love Game Club. It's fun. So that's the update. We will continue to remind folks that we'll be playing Psychonauts 2 both on the main show and on the mini while we rocket towards July. So look forward to that. But that is going to do it for our mini. Yes, no Trails, as I said before, but we'll get back to it. Don't worry, we'll get back to it. Maybe we'll even do a Discord stream for patrons as well. So stay tuned for that. But be sure to join in on the conversation, speaking of which, over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great couple weeks.